Hello, Resilience family. Thank you for tuning in to my listeners everywhere, those who are seeing this on YouTube. Blessings, blessings. I am here, guys, for part two. Let's talk about it, bringing back to remembrance who we are, who you are. God has downloaded this in my spirit again, with a sense of urgency. Everything has just been with a sense of urgency. So guys, we won't be long, but I want us to remember who we are. We have to remember that we are in this world, yet not of this world. The Bible tells us over and over again. We got John 15, 19. Let me read that verse to you. I got my good faithful Bible here, guys. Give me a moment. You know, my pages are falling apart. And I keep telling me, just get a new one, Dawn. No, I don't know. I like good old faithful. Before I read that, guys, let me apologize ahead of time. If you hear like a squawking sound or cough or something, I got a new companion. I have a little chihuahua named Sam. I adopted him from the Humane Society. And little Sam is sick. He's not feeling well. So forgive me if you hear that in the background. Okay, moving on to John 15. I have to sit this down because these pages are really falling apart. So John 15, verse 19, guys, it says, if you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. So guys, you're chosen. He chose you. He chose me. He chose us. We didn't choose him. Wouldn't that have been nice? But I think at the end, we have to decide to choose God, to live for him. So remember, we part of God's crew, you know? So walk boldly in that. We need to walk boldly in that. God gave me John 17, 16, Ephesians 6, 12. And it's plenty more. It's plenty more of those because we are chosen. We are chosen to be out of this world and to live in the spirit like Jesus. So we got to remember, just remember again that, we live in this world, but we're not of this world. We're here to have dominion. God put us here to cultivate his earth that he's given to us. He put us here to be happy, to be at peace, to live prosperous here on earth. If any man loves the world, this is 1 John 2:15. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So God wants to remind us again, that we're part of his crew, that we have to practice discipline, a little sacrifice, because we want to do what we want to do, right? I know I do sometimes. I'm like, Lord, really? So that obedience, it will feed into your blessings, will help your manifestation that happens here on earth. So remember who you are. Remember whose you are. So self-reflect. Ask God to prune, to mold, to heal you protect your ears, your eyes, your mind, your heart, because these are the gates to you, to the spirit that dwells in you, that helps you grow and mature as that man or that woman of God. We must be in our spiritual being 24/7, not in our flesh. God cares. He's our Father. And what parent doesn't care for his child or loves his child? He cares, guys. God said he cares. It may not look like it, but remember, we operate in faith. We believe what's not seen because we know what the word tells us. He promised us victory. He told us we're going to have victory. We just have to put our actions to it. We have to put our actions to it with our faith so we can activate. And guys, I'm talking to me too. It took me a while to have this aha, this woke moment to activate the blessings that God wants us to have. We have to do better in living for Christ, being a true friend, partner, whether it be love or in business. Be true to ourselves. Be honest. Be true with each other. It is still a sense of urgency in the spirit realm. Let us get us together. Truly live for God and in God. So again, guys, just bring it back to remembrance who we are. We are a child of the Most High, the one and true only King, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Jehovah Jireh. That's our provider. He's everything. And he wants us to have everything. He wants you to be at peace. He wants you to have joy, love. So guys, keep feeding that spirit man. Keep living in that spirit man 24/7. And keep remembering who you are. Give yourself a moment of self-reflection. Do it weekly. That's what I do. Because sometimes we have to chastise ourselves. We got to check ourselves. You know, all right, did you, girl? Mm-mm. You know? So blessings to you guys. Just a quick word today, just to bring back to remembrance who you are, whose you are. Faith up. Up your faith. Trust God. He got you. He got you. He got you. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Hope this gave you something to chew on. Hope it stimulates the mind. Go feed your spirit, man. And go be who God called you to be. Yeah. So thank you. I love you. Enjoy the rest of this week. Have a blessed week. A prosperous week. Have a productive week. All right. Go fulfill, or rather go live out your purpose this week. Keep putting action to it. Keep taking your steps. Keep loving on you and keep loving God, putting him first. Again, thank you for tuning in. Resilience family, you got this. You got this. All right, guys. Love you. Stay safe. Stay well. And always, always, always stay resilient.